was late July or early August back in 1979, and I had walked and thumbed my way that day the 30-some miles to a friend of mine's simple home in the Hollow, or Holler, as they say in those parts of West Virginia, some miles west of the town of Gasaway. It had taken me a better part of the day to arrive at my destination, and I estimate that I had walked, with a heavy pack on my shoulders, a good 18 miles of that journey. His little white clapboard rental house was situated partway up a dirt road, and its back sat almost against the steep side of a wooded 300-foot ridge, while to its front, the road and a similar-sized wooded ridge lay some 100 feet or so away from the small roofed front porch. You could see the ridge by the road run for about 3/8 of a mile toward the west, and towards the east, maybe only 1/8 of a mile or so, due to a receding bend of the ridge line away from our view. The house was bordered on both of its other sides by fallow fields, which at some past time must have been used for hay, but at that particular time were composed of the herbaceous natives, typically found in those parts of Appalachia. It was approaching evening, and his wife had put their two young sons to bed, and we all went out to sit on the front porch and enjoy the evening's fall. As we all were quite limited in our financial resources at the time, our principal libation for that evening consisted of just a couple bottles of cold 3.2 beer. In addition, some seeds and stems had been pulled together and a single crude joint of homegrown was passed amongst us. Long on the stem and short on the leaf, more smoke than any useful THC content was shared by all. As we watched the long shadows of the ridges traverse the holler. As the sky darkened up toward the west, I remember seeing flashes of heat lightning off in the distance, just barely noticeable. It was a quiet evening except for a few crickets chirping in the fields near us, an evening with a clear sky above us. And as it became totally dark, we saw lightning bugs begin to fluoresce in the trees in the ridge across the road. At first, just a few were seen, but as time passed, more and more of them began to flash. We sat and we softly conversed amongst ourselves well into the evening. With the beer and herb long gone, Larry's wife, Dar, went to fetch some iced tea for us. It must have been about 10:30 or 11 in the evening, and a lull had descended on our conversation when we finally became aware of just how many lightning bugs were flashing in the ridge across the way. It was an astounding number, and I can only guess that at least one insect per square foot flashed along our whole half-mile view of the ridge. None of us had ever seen such a display, and we began to quietly converse about our amazement at the sheer numbers that must be involved. We spoke for but a few brief minutes watching this glorious show when all of a sudden we witnessed a change in the blinking. What had appeared as pure random flashing changed to a synchronized pattern where they all, in their millions, began to blink on and off as one. Well, all of our jaws dropped, and we were quite literally speechless at this event. It lasted for maybe just a minute or so. And then, to all of our surprise and greater delight, a shimmering pattern began, something akin to the wave-like properties seen in northern lights, which traversed the whole half-mile ridgeline in front of us. It was truly mesmerizing to witness, and it continued for 5 minutes or more before the pattern slowly began to decay, finally returning to a more sporadic and random fluorescence, with many fewer flashes than at its peak.